Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
Kinsey was put up there again as a superstar. And he wasn't the first one to be put up because in pre-Nazi Germany, during the Roaring Twenties, there was a German put up in front there to do the same thing, to bring sex to the fore. He even had a museum of sexual perversions, this particular guy, to try and standardize all of this as being normal for everyone, and to make people think, if you're not into this, there's something wrong with you. Well, eventually, they were all kicked out of Germany, and a lot of them went to the US, in fact. Then they came up with Kinsey, the same darn thing, in the United States, well-financed by the big foundations, the Rockefellers and the rest of them. And his job was to make everyone on the planet, especially women, think that if they weren't going around with 1,000 guys per year doing all kinds of weird and odd things, there must be something wrong with them. The idea being to destroy, once again, the family unit and tradition. Tradition had to be completely destroyed to bring in the new, according to the master builders at the top. And they did this very well with unlimited financing and with unlimited media attention, constantly spouting this nonsense. And it isn't until years later, once they changed all the system, and remembering his books were used in courts of law, judges would refer to his books in special cases and use that as a ground of law. We find out later it was all bogus. He hired prostitutes to do all his studies on anything but the average individual.
They're now making CBC movies with taxpayers' money on the man, Morgenthaler, who started the abortion industry in Canada. He's now a hero. Just like Kinsey was elevated to be a hero, a man with incredible sexual perversions himself.
He also murdered his son.
He murdered, yeah.
And brags about it. It's, oh, he murdered his son. How beautiful. He starved him to death in a torture chamber. Oh, my God, it's so good.
And Kinsey himself, who literally changed the sexual morality of men and women, because people read these books and thought, well, geez, if these are normal men and women, I'm missing out somewhere. I'm not so promiscuous. And so it was to guide the society into hyper-promiscuity, which again they knew would help destroy family units. You wouldn't need family units. They would die.
Kinsey, as I say, kicked off this for the West. Now, he wasn't the first one. That was in the 1940s. There was one in Germany prior to World War II in the 20s and 30s who had a museum built up of, it was called the Museum of Sexual Perversion. And had all the gadgets and gizmos and stuff to torture and everything, sadomasochistic stuff. And they really pushed Germany prior World War II into all this stuff. You could walk into Berlin, they did the biggest nude shows in the world. People were broke, had no problem getting the females to go up and dance and all the rest of it, and even had orgies at the end of them. You see a trio of CBC documentary specials called Sin Cities. Sin Cities. Well worth seeing. You've got to see them. If you can find copies, send me them. I'd appreciate them. I saw it when it came out. But anyway, Kinsey simply copied his stuff because that guy fled Germany in the 30s. Kinsey copied his stuff because this is the same agenda by the same groups. And Kinsey was so weird and deviant. He was trying to get his staff even to have sex with each other. And he himself came to the conclusion he preferred men during his own studies. He went so far as to cut his own foreskin off. I don't know if you know that. Kinsey cut his own foreskin off with a penknife without anesthetic. I guess it gave him the biggest thrill he'd ever had. Maybe that's how far you have to go when you've done it all, seen it all. There's a good documentary on Google on Kinsey. It's called Kinsey's Pedophiles. Look it up. Very well done. Talks to the guys who work with them, and who still defend them, by the way, who are obviously all a bit that way themselves. Absolutely obsessed with their own particular little areas of speciality, you might say. Well worth seeing. But this is what this is intended to do. It's just picking up from there to go into this next phase. They call it intergenerational sex. They won't call it pedophilia. Intergenerational sex. That's the drive now across the world.
Everybody today is a product in your social behavior, your likes, your dislikes, your attitudes and your opinions. You're each a product of your total conditioning. And most folk are unaware of it naturally. They're like the people in the movie Brave New World. They laugh at what they think are crazy, silly ideas. They can't comprehend a different style than utter promiscuity and not bearing children yourself. Anything can be taught to people with enough indoctrination. UNESCO knows that. And of course, I've talked before about Julian Huxley, one of the guys who was the CEO of UNESCO, who went through a good part of the plan openly. And he wanted to raise children according to a good conditioning system for social international or world citizenship status. So that's all been done today. Now you go back to the Communist Manifesto and all the other writings churned out by the mob, and you'll find that they also talked about the total overthrow of all society and all existing institutions. That meant everything. That meant the entire culture, what you thought was right and wrong, are now out the window. And in came moral relativity, because you see, people with strong morals, it doesn't matter what they are, if they're all in it together and they believe in it themselves, they don't like it being changed. That's your customary taboos in the tribe. Once you're in the flow of moral relativity, then anything goes. But believe you me, anything doesn't go. It's what's planned to go that goes. You see? So the family unit was a big, big part of that, of course, and intersexual relations. And they want, even the whole idea, the taboos of sex with children and adults was up for grabs. And of course, Kinsey, the pervert himself, that was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and the Guggenheim Institution, another foundation, and the Ford Foundation, came out with his totally scandalous book. Scandalous because it was not a work of any science whatsoever. It was an agenda where he tried to, well, he did, it worked. He fooled the whole world because he had such big money backing him into, you know, he's what really goes on in bed. And he used people as the average American male. Most of the people he worked with were all perverts. He worked in the prison. He took the prisoners, convicted perverts, as average Americans. The women that he used in the interviews were mainly prostitutes. He encouraged his own staff, and I mentioned the video that's up on Google about a year ago. Very well done expose, well documented, that he used pedophiles for the studies. And he told his own staff to try everything, homosexuality, lesbianism, the whole lot, no holds barred, because you see, everything that man does is therefore normal, moral relativity. And yet, after that was done, he was flown across the whole of the US, courtesy again of the Rockefellers, who had to destroy all that was to bring in the new, which is their domain, of course, their kingdom. And every judge in the land, I think it was 600 odd laws or more, affected in the US alone to do with rape, rights of the child, not getting raped or touched or molested by adults, and all of that kind of stuff. Now, it doesn't matter that the lies are later exposed. This is how these guys at the top work, always with everything. It's getting the deed done that's important. Because it only takes a few years for people to start to act out the new mores of living, to destroy the old society. And generation by generation, we've plummeted down to the darkest depths today. There's another good expose of Kinsey, for instance, documenting a lot of this stuff. And it's called the Kinsey Syndrome. And that's maybe up on YouTube too. I don't know. I'll have to do a search for it, or you can search yourselves. But very well done. As I say, it really won't matter today, because you understand today you're not getting the same outrage at things, because the people today, in turn, have all been contaminated as their generation before was contaminated bit by bit to the present. I'll put that up if I can find a link for it and go through it yourself. It's quite, it gets you angry. It gets you angry. Some things will get you angry so that you can't go right through something at once. Because it's so disgusting when everything is so transparent as to how these things were actually pulled on whole societies, marketed from the top. The old boys club, the very rich multi-millionaires, and who also some of them front for the multi-trillionaires, I should add to that too, have owned the U.S. Congress for years and years and years. In fact, Quigley said they'd already owned it for 60 years, and he wrote his book in the 1960s. So they had had a grand design. They followed it through until people don't even get up in arms when they hear about pedophilia anymore. Doesn't really bother them. Why? Because they're contaminated themselves. They're sitting watching stuff on television and mainstream television, entertainment and movies that literally is bringing them down further into degradation. And they're enjoying it. Actually enjoying it. You better understand this contamination works very, very well indeed. It's very accurate, especially if you can start off with the very, very young. But when you see classrooms of children around the age of 5 or 6 or 7 watching this perv put on a condom in front of a class and you don't get pissed off about it, well, see, you're thoroughly contaminated. Kinsey has succeeded on you. And that's right across the board now. I've told you before, the next push by the mass media, entertainment, is for bestiality and intergenerational sex, as they prefer to call pedophilia. And that's coming. This movie's out already, and you'll see it in certain ways without even realizing it, because you're engrossed in the movie. They've caught you, the masters of magic have caught you up, and you're forgetting what you're actually seeing. In 2001, about a month before 9/11 happened, in the newspapers it came out with the International Census, or Censors Board. That's all the different censors that you have on your boards of countries that you think are there to safeguard you and your culture and protect it. And the children. They met a world meeting and they decided that now they'd won the rights for homosexual stuff to be put on television, it was right to go for bestiality and intergenerational sex. And now came the movies after that. Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Now, after reading that article about Maurice Strong and his plans for massive depopulation and starvation and everything would come into play to bring down to the magic number the population that he wanted with his other masters, of course, and they'd rule the planet in a scientifically proper way from cradle to grave. Well, they've already done a lot of that already, you see. They had to destroy the family unit. That was a prime mandate a long time ago. That's why you got the 60s and the swinging 60s, as he called it, the drugs and the so-called sexual revolution. And you have to go into the predecessors as Strong to find out that they were writing about that and trying to get it off the ground in the late 1800s, like H.G. Wells. One of some of the first books he wrote and novels he wrote on behalf of his masters was to all to promote sexual freedoms. And free love, he called it, in the late 1800s. Recycled it in the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, and then they brought it back in the 60s with better drugs and television to help them out, and music and the big media industry that was all controlled by the same people. You see? Still is. But they've been very successful. Everything's been turned upside down. Everybody's viewpoints are altered. I just watched a good video on the Kinsey Institute, of course. Kinsey was a sexual pervert himself. All these statistics and studies were fudged. He used deviants to do the tests themselves. He was into little boys himself. He preferred them. He also had sex with the guys that worked with him. He brought them all together and says we should all use two sex with each other. This is all on record, by the way. And out of that came Hefner. Hefner was a devotee working, I'm sure, in league with these guys, all coming out at the same time, to give you Playboy and so on, and to literally weaponize natural tendencies until they became obsessions. And that tied in, too, with the sexual education to younger and younger children, to have even had taught people saying we should teach them to masturbate in school at the age of 6 and 7. And I've read the articles from the UN last year from this. So this goes on and on and on. And you think that society is just getting more open and yada, yada, yada. And there's so much crime and so on, but that's got nothing to do with all the things I've just been discussing. It's all tied in together. This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, just talking about all the chaos. It's on purpose. It's not really chaos. Everything's planned, and we're right on course with everything that's supposed to be happening today. Things that were planned a long time ago are all coming out today, with big finances behind them and so on. I've gone on about the Kinsey report, the reality behind it, and those links are very important to see the truth of the perverts, and they're perverts. That Kinsey, no, he was one himself, a real utter pervert. They hired child molesters to time anal penetration to see if a baby would scream and so, and with stopwatches and all this kind of stuff. And he used streetwalkers and prostitutes for the average woman in the street, and homosexual convicts in prison for the average man in the street. Utterly fake fudge science to change our whole way of living. And every court in the law put that book up as a new Bible. And it did change the whole of society. And it was funded by who again? The Rockefeller Foundation and a whole bunch of other foundations. And they're still going today doing their sadistic little experiments on society. And obviously well shielded by the rich and powerful to do this very thing. I can remember when Dr. Spock was on the go. That's when they were after the Kinsey report, and they fudged all the data for Kinsey to try and convince people, especially women, they were missing something out in their sex life if they weren't rutting around like rabbits. And he used prostitutes and pedophiles in prison, in fact, as ordinary people, and that's what he used for his study. He also paid people to assault children. I mean babies, folks, and have sex with them. The guy was a perv himself, an utter perv. And he preferred guys, of course, but he seemed to have a thing for children, too. And if he wasn't at least caught doing it himself, he certainly was exposed as paying others to do it. And that's how they did that for the sexual thing. And that became almost the new norm, you see. Everybody was quoting Kinsey, and it was all made up nonsense by a bunch of pervs. But it was intended to do that. They tried that in Germany, you know, the 1920s, with a doctor there that came out with the same kind of stuff. And actually, the book burnings that you see, generally the Nazi films, it was his books that were getting burned. That's the pal that you see getting burned at that famous clip they always show you. He had a museum of sexual perversions with all kinds of contraptions and stuff, and he did sex operations on people back then to change them from one gender to the next. But that's a by the side. That's by the side. And then after that, of course, as I say, out came Spock. And Spock was to convince the women that they couldn't manage their children or give them morals and values. No, here's how you treat children. Let them do what they want. And then that's what happened. A generation grew up like psychopaths, which is exactly what government wanted, because in came the agencies to deal with all the fallout. You see how they do it? They're excellent planners at the top. And eventually, there was hardly a person who wasn't trying to treat their children like their best friend. That's how they were told to do it. But a child is a child. It doesn't have the brain of an adult. It's still developing. So it shouldn't be your best friend. In that sense, you don't sit and tell the child all your problems. And you've got to be in charge of the child for that child's own good. And at the end of his life, Spock said that we've raised a nation, a generation of psychopaths. He admitted that, so... But he'd done his job, just like Kinsey had done his job, and they were heavily funded again by the Rockefeller Foundation. They said what, a long time ago? They must destroy the family, you know. This is the real world of the psychopathic pervs that rule you. That rule you. And they've never had, and never in history have these pervs, have always ruled you. Had any problems about going with underage children of either persuasion. Never. Never, ever, ever, folks. And this won't go on much longer either, because remember, after the last, I think it was 2001, meeting of international censor committees, and you thought your censorship board and your country was all to do with keeping your culture and keeping you safe. No, their job was to keep pushing the envelope to see what you're ready for now by using massive polling and all the rest of it, as they perverted you as you sat there and gazed and got intrigued at certain little things they'd put on for you to goggle at. And they had their meeting, as I say, in 2001, their annual meeting, international, and they said now that they'd won the rights for homosexuals, they'd be putting on a massive bunch of comedies and so on about homosexuality, and sure enough, they did right after it. And they said the next step now is for the right of intergenerational sex, we're pushing for that, and bestiality, folks. Strange, I read something a few weeks ago where Norway is allowed to have bestiality, and they have a big a tourist trade from America and Britain and elsewhere, of the big boys, of course, who will go over to see what their fancy is, you know, a cow or a dog or chicken, whatever it is, happens to be. But these folk have always been like that. These are the pervs who have always ruled you. Go back to Caligula and all these characters in ancient Rome. And you look at the money that they've spent covering up things of royalty down through the ages as well. You see, they don't believe in any god except themselves. Or if they do believe in one, it's a separate one from the one that you think about. And they don't have any qualms about what they do. If it has existed in nature, they will do it. It must be okay. And that's what the humanists push too. You see, that all came out from Darwinism. And then Kinsey helped push on his lies through his books as he sent out special people to bugger little boys and babies and even time, the amount of time it would take for them to scream and stuff like that. That's what his scientific report was all about. And using prostitutes, male and female, as the general population, so that everyone who read his books would think, well, science must be right. Wow, I've never done that. Maybe I'm missing out on something. And all the guys, and mainly the women, ran out and became rather promiscuous. Because now it was suddenly okay. Yeah. All that morality stuff was just old-fashioned superstition coming back from the tribal era. Huh. And look at the mess we're in today. And you think there's no war? Who protected Kinsey? Who financed Kinsey? Well, the Rockefellers did. The Guggenheims and all these boys. That's who financed them. And they knew their agenda. If you want to conquer and destroy a country and take it over and rule it, you destroy the culture completely and all morality. Old is the hills, as they say. And how successful it's been. How successful it's been. I've already gone through all that rubbish put out by Kinsey and what a weirdo he was. A guy who used fake data, fake statistics, and used prostitutes to pretend these were the average women in the world, and that became the Bible for every judge across the land to follow. Changed society completely. It was all BS. Bothersome stuff. That's what it was. That's what he was turning out. And who was funding him? The Rockefeller Foundation. The guys that swore to change American culture. No kidding. And I've gone through the video links for y'all to watch from a very good follower, a historian of this particular character. And she's exposed an awful lot of the lies and the fact that Kinsey's, he hired these pervs, you know, these child lovers to have sex with babies. Babies. The stopwatches to time them. These are the creatures who are getting funded by Rockefeller Foundation. One of the biggest foundations pushing your globalistic society and help to destroy the culture totally of the Americas. Still going strong, working for with the same guys like the G20s and all these guys and all these other foundations. But if you've gone through my archive section, go into the section on to do with the sexual revolution and the ones that they promoted to the public to promote the whole sexual idea of revolution. The Kinsey Report, for instance, there's an excellent YouTube's up there on the real Kinsey, and his stuff is used today in schools, in fact. And he wasn't using normal people at all. He was using prostitutes, male and female. He was sending pedophiles out that worked for the government, by the way, to bugger little boys at the age of 2, and use stopwatches during the thing to see how much they screamed and so on, all very clinically, all for the scientific testing, so they say. These are the monsters that are financed and still financed today. Their institutes are still here, helping promote all of this. And their books, unfortunately, this book of Kinsey affected every judge in the land that started to be taught in law. It changed the way we thought about rape and victimization and all the rest of it. And it was all planned again by higher powers to bring in this new society. Yeah. Child advocate Dr. Judith Reisman, a visiting professor at Liberty University's School of Law, said the conference is part of a strategy to condition people into accepting pedophiles. And by the way, she did an excellent series on Kinsey and gave the real Kinsey report and all the hullabaloo that was put about this fantastic hero who liberated everybody, who used prostitutes and children and paid people to go out and bugger little babies. And I'm not kidding about that. And bugger is not a swear word, by the way. It's in the dictionary. And he actually paid them, and she did an excellent series on that to show you how it was done, and the names, and a lot of the names are involved in it too. I'll try and find that from the archive section at cuttingthroughthemage.com and shove it up tonight if you want to see the series. To understand what's going on, you have to really look in behind it and see the history of it and who's behind it, who funds it, by the way. Rockefeller funded it all. Yeah. He gave the cash to the Kinsey to do the studies, where they even found government workers that went around schools and orphanages, etc., who timed how long it took them after buggering little babies before they cried, who actually said that the babies liked it, and that's what the crying signified. This is the world you're living in. And if you have no sympathy or you have no emotion for those who are being damaged in this world, then I have no sympathy for you, because it'll come around to you eventually in one way or another. Dr. Judith Reisman, she's done excellent exposés on how this whole project has gone on over the years, and she was into the Kinsey farcical report, the ones that Hollywood made a hero of Kinsey. He was an utter perv, and he basically got into anything, any kind of gender, and even paid professional pedophiles, who worked for the government, by the way, to go around orphanages and bugger babies, literally. Bugger is literally, it's a legal term, and he'd bugger babies with a stopwatch to see if they cried or not and how long it would take and all that stuff. And you'll see it in her excellent exposés of it in old documentation. Judith Reisman, she's got good stuff out there on a lot of the nonsense that was taught about the Kinsey Institute. The reality, she was into the reality of him hiring perverts to molest little children and time their little exploitations with the children, all that kind of stuff. And they call it science. And fudge all these statistics by using nothing but more than male and female prostitutes, and then trying to tell that the people that these were just the average people on the street. It was all nonsense, all fixed. It was to change society, which it really did change society. You can understand the biggest, society's changed by creating heroes or elevating people up in the name of science, especially, to the top. And whether it's a Darwin or anybody else or Kinsey, it's the same result. It was to change the sexual morality of society in general, and it was awfully successful. All this started, you understand, with the Kinsey Report, and I put up all the links that to expose the Kinsey Report is absolute rubbish, because Kinsey, like Freud, like Darwin before them, were all put out there, heavily backed and funded by Rockefeller, by the way, Foundation, to do exactly what they did, to really bend folks' heads and say, gee, I don't do all these weird things. I guess I'm missing out on something. Because it's a fabricated report. I mean, Kinsey, who was a
one of the weirdest characters himself. He told all his staff to have sex with each other, and then eventually he wanted the guys to all have sex with each other. His staff. Then he hired paedophiles, who worked for the government, by the way. You've got to see the things I'll put up tonight, the links, to go around and bugger little babies. Again, just like that one I read. 2 years old and under. With a stopwatch. To see when they screamed. Etc, etc. And they make a Hollywood... You know, Hollywood is a more perverted organization on the planet, but that's its purpose. And they churn out this glowing movie, this fictional movie about the wonderful Kinsey and how he brought us out of the Dark Ages. Look around you at society, folks. It's a mess. And the government loves it because, see, none of you can bond anymore. You can't get along with anybody anymore. And now you're all on your own, individually, wandering around like little atoms. Can't find another little atom to stay with, you know. No, doesn't work anymore. And I've mentioned Dr. Judith Riesman before, who's excellent. She's done incredible investigations into the con of the particular groups pushing all this, and the big foundations that are funding it, by the way. Dr. Judith Riesman, a visiting law professor at Liberty University School of Law, recently guest lectured during Sexual Behavior and the Law, a course I teach, this guy says. Dr. Riesman's lecture was filmed by C-SPAN and will be airing soon. In the past years, Dr. Riesman has served as a scientific consultant to four U.S. Department of Justice administrations, the U.S. Department of Education, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She's a world-renowned expert on the discredited research of bug doctor turned sexologist Alfred Kinsey. The guy was a pedophile, homosexual pedophile, for God's sake. Kinsey, though married to a woman who took part in his many filmed so-called scientific orgies, was a promiscuous homosexual and sadomasochist. He managed to completely upend and twist the world's perception of human sexuality in the 1950s and 60s with his world-famous Kinsey reports. And by the way, they're still using that in the schools, but the same weirdos are pushing it all. Even today, most are completely unaware that during his tenure in Indiana University, Kinsey facilitated with stopwatches and ledgers the systematic sexual abuse of hundreds, if not thousands, of children and infants, all in the name of science, including children at 2 months old, by the way. Amongst other things, Kinsey asserted that children are sexual from birth. He further concluded, based upon experiments he directed and documented in his infamous Table 34, that adult child sex is harmless. Do you understand? It's all starting to congeal in your minds, the big push that's on by the pervs at the top, and make everyone else dysfunctional that grows up. It's even beneficial, said Kinsey, and described child orgasm as culminating in extreme trembling, collapse, loss of color, and sometimes fainting. She actually has a very good videos up on this, where Kinsey used, again, government employees working around different orphanages and penetrating the children at the age of 2 months with stopwatches. I'm not kidding you, folks. This is how disgusting this all is. And that's what's the head of your teachers' unions pushing for all this stuff. Yes, as many children suffered excruciating pain, he observed, and would scream if movement was continued. Some would fight away from the adult partner and may make violent attempts to avoid climax, although they derived definite pleasure from the situation of being raped and buggered by an adult at the age of 2 months. This is an expert, a man who's lauded for his freeing sexuality from the dungeons of the Dark Ages. It's little wonder that Dr. Riesman identifies Kinsey as a sexual psychopath. These children were as young as 2 months old. Disturbing though it may be, what's equally disturbing is that nearly all of today's liberal comprehensive sex education curricula that I've just been reading about, such as they're being pushed by groups like the National Education Association, Planned Parenthood, and Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, is derived entirely from the criminally fraudulent research of Alfred Kinsey. But even more troubling is a recent discovery by Dr. Riesman. She found that the Obama administration, which fully embraces the debunked Kinsey sex education model, has begun pushing a curriculum that in many ways eerily mirrors the FBI molester grooming paradigm. In short, she found that both Obama's HHS and many public sex education programs are doing to children constructively what pedophiles do to groom them for sex with adults, folks. According to the FBI, child molesters... demonstrate sex acts to children. This is how a molester will groom them. Offenders commonly use pornography to teach or give instructions to naive children about how to masturbate, perform oral sex, and or engage in sexual intercourse. Lower the sexual inhibitions of children. Some children naturally fear sexual activities. Some offenders show pictures of other children engaging in sexual activities to overcome those fears, indicating to their intended victims that it's all right to have sex with an adult because lots of other boys and girls do the same thing. Desensitize children to sex. Offenders commonly show child pornography to their intended victims to expose them to sexual acts before they're naturally curious about such activities. And they're using the same techniques from the previous articles I read in your schools by the teachers' associations. From myself, Alan Ward, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.